And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Did you see the situation going on with the Cleveland Browns after Deshaun Watson went down with injury this weekend?
You mean cheering?
So, let me run you through the whole scenario, because that's part of it, yes. First off, there was a video making its way around the internet of the Cleveland Browns making their run out onto the field this weekend. And the perspective is from somebody with a cell phone camera up in the top of a section. And you hear,
at tight end, number 87, David Njoku.
And then they introduce,
at quarterback, number 2, Deshaun Watson.
And the crowd openly boos Deshaun Watson. Then, about midway through the game, Deshaun Watson goes down with what is believed to be a season-ending Achilles injury. The tape comes out. And remember last year when Aaron Rodgers went down with an Achilles injury, and we all learned together in real time that if your Achilles snaps, Alonzo, the entire back of your leg quivers from the injury? That happened to Deshaun. It's very obvious what happened. Well, he goes down, and the Cleveland fans start cheering the fact that they are going to go to a backup quarterback. It was a bad scenario. They would go on to lose to the Bengals 21-14. Ultimately, Deshaun Watson would be replaced by a combination of Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Jameis Winston, who apparently Jameis Winston's now number 3 on that depth chart. Who knew? Well, after the game was over, in the press conference, Myles Garrett was asked about the fans booing Deshaun Watson, both in the pregame and after he suffered the injury. And Myles Garrett said, hey, we think it's uncalled for. We think that it's unacceptable. And then goes on to say that Deshaun Watson has been a consummate professional in his college and professional career. Miles? No. No, he hasn't. That's why he's in Cleveland, is because
what
he definitely did not do that.
The guy who swung the helmet. I mean, you know.
And the swinging the helmet's bad. Great one. But remember, that's only half of that scenario. Because not only did he swing the helmet at another man, swing the man's own helmet at another man's head, but then remember, after everybody said, hey, Miles, you're kind of a... He then said, oh, it's because that man called me the N-word. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. There were mics on the field, bud. No, he did not. So not only did you swing the helmet at the unprotected head of another player, which could, you know, and I don't think I'm being exaggerative here, kill him, literally.
Especially if you are a man of that size,
yeah,
swinging with that kind of power, yeah.
Yeah, because if I hit you in the head with a helmet, you got a chance at going down. If Myles Garrett hits you in the head with a helmet, you got a chance of being Oberyn Martelled from the face of the planet, okay? But then, after he made a mistake, you know what would have been the right thing to do for him to come out and go, look, I overreacted, I was emotional, I was caught up in the moment, and I made a mistake that I will regret for the rest of my life. I am so very sorry to him. I am sorry to everybody who saw it. That has not said it, yada, yada. What did he do? He said, no, he called me the N-word. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And the fact that you were willing to try to character assassinate that man because you bleeped up is awful. So, Miles, not only is Deshaun Watson not what's the word I'm looking for here? Good person. But you defending him when you yourself have shown a history of not being a good person? You know, it's one thing, though, to make a mistake. It's another thing to make another mistake. It's another thing to make a mistake, immediately make the other mistake, and try to make somebody else the bad guy when you clearly made the mistake, in that situation. And then they go to the locker room afterwards, and Jameis Winston lays down a heartfelt defense of Deshaun Watson. I was on Twitter and they're like, Jameis Winston gives a moving speech about it. It's like, Jameis ain't exactly the guy I'd be trotting out for this either, bud. Like, how did you possibly find the worst two representatives in the building to defend Deshaun Watson? This is the most Cleveland Brown things they've done, and they're the Cleveland Browns. The fact that when this man goes down for the season, the guys that you trotted out were noted assaulter Myles Garrett, noted willing to assassinate the character of another player because he bleeped up Myles Garrett, and Jameis got his own damn problems in that department, Winston. Those are the guys you trotted out to send out the heartfelt message about Deshaun Watson. You know what? Listen, I'm a former PR guy for a large entity, for a large organization. The minute Deshaun goes off the field, do you know what I'm doing straight up? This isn't hindsight 2020. This is, I said it in the moment. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm sending my PR chief directly to Jameis Winston and going, you shut your damn mouth. Not a word out of you. If anybody asks you about Deshaun Watson, you simply say, hey, it's my time to step up. Hey, Miles, not a word, bud. If anybody asks you about Deshaun Watson, your response is, this team always responds to adversity and we will again today. Not another word. The most Cleveland Brown things this year, and they are really bad at this.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.